Doctors Bill and Veronica Winston are dedicated to seeing lives changed through the power of prayer. Our loving and highly trained prayer ministers are ready to pray and agree with you. We know that prayer can turn around any situation in your life. Contact us by phone at 1-877-543-9443 or submit your prayer request online at billwinston.org/prayer. Follow us on Periscope and Facebook to join us for our regular live prayer sessions. We want to thank our partners who have made this prayer call center possible. Together, we are transforming lives throughout the world. If you are not a partner, we encourage you to pray about joining us in partnership and be a part of the wonderful work that God is doing through this ministry. We love you and look forward to praying and partnering with you.
The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
God is going to deliver me. Just like he delivered Abraham, he's going to deliver me. Just like he delivered Sarah, he's going to deliver me. Just like he delivered Joseph, he's going to deliver me. Just like he delivered Gideon, he's going to deliver me. Just like he delivered Esther, he's going to deliver me. Just like he delivered Peter, he's going to deliver me. Just like he delivered Paul, he's going to deliver me. Just like he delivered Jesus, he's going to deliver me.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Praise God. Well, we have another exciting teaching today. We're teaching on rising to the top. Now, why are we saying rising to the top? Because God wants you and I as believers to be in a place of influence. Why? We're to direct people back to Christ. That's what it's all about. Now, in this teaching, here's a couple of points you might want to think about. Keep worry out. The Bible says, don't worry about a thing. Now, why? Because it violates the terms of the blessing agreement. You know, I have a script that I pray almost every day that I don't worry about a thing. Just about every day, I try to keep worry completely out of my life. Get your Bibles and pencils and paper ready. Let's go into it. It's a powerful teaching. It's called Rising to the Top.
So, Job. So, here he was, had three daughters and seven sons. And then it says, his sons went and feasted in their houses, everyone his day, and sent and called for their three sisters and to eat and to drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them. And he rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. All right. This is where we take off right here. Now, what was happening with Job with this? Now, his kids were obviously not showing the same reverence to God as he was, which is probably in many cases today. All right? So let's see how Job handled this, because this is a teaching for us. The Bible says that the word of God is profitable for instruction in righteousness. And so we're going to look at this and see a mistake perhaps that Job made that we're not going to make. All right? So now in this, Job did this continually. Now understand what was after Job, the devil. The devil was after Job because Job was the richest man in the East. And this kept multiplying. He was going to be the richest man in the East and the West. You see, he's going to have more influence. So the enemy's got to stop his rise like he tried to stop Joseph's rise. But if you hang on to the blessing, and have confidence in what God said this blessing will do for you, that this blessing will turn your mourning into joy, into dancing. All right, so what happened? Now, Satan has got Job offering this every day. Now, what is Job getting into as he's sacrificing every day and praying for these kids? He's getting into worry. All right, let's look up here. Look at a couple of scriptures. Let's look over here at Matthew's gospel, please. Matthew 6 and verse 25. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life. Stop. Let's look at that same scripture in another translation, please. This is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life. Not to worry. So he's telling them, don't worry about a thing. Don't worry about this everyday life. Now that's for you. Let's go to another scripture. Let's go to Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Over in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, he says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. Now, let's take that scripture and put it up there in the Good News Bible or Living Bible translation. Don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. So right there, don't worry about what? Anything. But suppose it's the kids, Lord. Suppose it's the kids. Come on, come on. Don't worry about anything. Now, if I violate the commands of God, I won't get something. Look what he says in Deuteronomy chapter 28. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Watch this. And all these blessings shall come on you, and if thou shalt hearken to the voice. Well, his voice just told you something. Don't worry about anything. I don't care how serious it is. I don't care what the doctor just said. I don't care what your checkbook just said. I don't care if you just missed the airplane. I don't care. Whatever it is, don't worry. Now, can't you see that if you worry about something, you've just violated the terms of the blessing, and now the blessing is cut short in your life, and where you will be delivered, because the blessing promises you and guarantees you that, now the blessing is not working, and you stay in the situation that you're in and wonder, where is the Lord? The Lord is on the outside of your worry. I'm just saying, if you'll stop worrying, you'll see the Lord show up. Look what it says in 1 Peter and chapter 5, and starting here at verse 6. I'll start right there. He says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, under the word of God. Whatever the word of God says, get under it, praise God. It doesn't make any difference if it makes sense or not. You see, what people think is that worry is being responsible. I beg to differ. Worry is irresponsible. And it's irresponsible because you think that money is going to come in if you can worry. Your worry separates you from the power of the blessing, and that money is going to stay right out there. So what you're supposed to do is, instead of worrying, pray about it, and then take verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Look at the next next part, verse 8, be sober now and be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, he's walking around now, seeking whom he may devour, whom you resist steadfast, how? In the faith. See, you got to resist him by faith. You got to say it and believe what you said is going to come to pass. My God shall supply all my need. My expectation is only from him. Look what he says in Psalm chapter 62 and verse 5. I'm talking about all this is you now. And you got to know my soul wait only upon God, for my expectation is, hey, God is going to deliver me. Just like he delivered Abraham, he's going to deliver me. Just like he delivered Sarah, he's going to deliver me. Just like he delivered Joseph, he's going to deliver me. Just like he delivered Gideon, he's going to deliver me. Just like he delivered Esther, he's going to deliver me. Just like he delivered Ruth, he's going to deliver me. Just like he delivered Nehemiah, he's going to deliver me. Just like he delivered Jeremiah, he's going to deliver me. Just like he delivered Peter, he's going to deliver me. Just like he delivered Paul, he's going to deliver me. Just like he delivered Jesus, he's going to deliver me. For you. Deliverance is on the way. Rejoice, glory to God. Sit down. Now, you don't need to worry. The blessing knows what to do. God has prepared your deliverance before you got in that mess. But you got to make room for God. You do that when you don't worry. Isn't this wonderful? So here's Job. And now Job had been worrying and so forth. What happened? Here comes the devil. And Satan now comes to God. And God said to Satan in verse 8, and the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? There's none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and that chooses evil, stays away from evil. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear you for naught? Have you not made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? And you have what? Blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth your hand now and touches all that he hath, and he's going to curse you to your face. And the Lord said to Satan, now behold, all that he has is in your hand, in your power. Only upon himself put not forth your hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. Now this is where some people started to say that God sick Satan on Job. You know what I mean by that? Like he's sick a dog on somebody. No, what you saw was God telling the truth, because he won't lie even to Satan about you. And Satan came up and inquired, and he told him the truth. Now, what am I saying next? Next, Satan came in on Job because he saw the hedge was down in his life, and he began to attack him. Now, as he began to attack him, he attacked him and took away some things. Now, Job had a very prosperous life. He had he reverenced God, and he had beautiful family, and he had a nice business, big business. He was respectable in the community. I mean, everything. He was blessed. But when Satan came in on him, he wiped him out. look at Job chapter 2, if you will, and verse 7. And Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot to his crown. So Satan did that. Satan brought that pneumonia. Satan brought that. He talks about over in Luke chapter 13, Jesus said, wait a minute, should not this woman be loosed who Satan has bound? Lo, these 18 or 13 years, whatever it was. And I'm saying Satan does that. See, some people think God put Satan on him. Hey, Satan is self-employed. God is not employing Satan to do nothing. God teaches you by his word, not by the devil beating you and kicking you all over town. He teaches you through his word. Say amen to that. All right. So then next thing you know, look at Satan. Now he's even talking to Job's wife. Verse 9. And then said his wife unto him, do you still retain your integrity? Why don't you curse God and die? Now, what is happening here? This is where Satan is using everything possible to stop Job. He has used destroying his business, destroying his cattle, destroying his children, because he said, Job is only serving you because of what you can give him. Say amen to this. And so God said, God knew that wasn't the case. And what you got to do is understand that, wait a minute, God is going to have you, Lord have mercy, God is raising you up. And in that raising up, Satan tries to come in on a weak side to try to stop your rise. Because in Job chapter 8 and verse 7, though your beginning be small, your latter end, come on, is going to greatly increase. Now, this should happen to you. If it's not happening to you, somewhere you're opening a door here for Satan to keep you where you're at. Say amen to that. Now, if you mess up, fess up, and get up. And when you see, he knows you might mess up here, mess up there. Fess it up. Once you fess it up, he forgives you. He wipes it clean so you can start again. See, Satan don't want you to fess up. Satan wants you to be full of pride. Oh, I ain't done nothing. It's over. Yet something happened because God doesn't change. What he said in here about Abraham, he said about you. What he said and did for Bill Winston, he's going to do for you. $200, and now we're broadcasting to 800 million households. You explain that. I can tell you how you can explain it. The blessing of Abraham is on this man's life, and that same blessing is on you, and it's where you should be right now. Glory to God in heaven. So what am I saying to you? Here is Job. Now he's trying to discover what he did. But look what Satan did. He closed in on him with fear. In Job chapter 3, verse 25, for the thing which I greatly feared has come upon me, and that which I was afraid of has come to me. Now, what was he doing here? This fear had built up such that even when Job was sacrificing, he was sacrificing in fear. And you can do the same thing with the Word of God. You have not taken the time to put the Word of God in your heart, and so there's no believing of it in there. And what you're saying is what you're releasing is spirits of fear. And you're saying some words, but you're releasing fear. I'm saying take time, get in the Word of God, give it some study, let that Word of God sink down inside of you, and then begin to decree a thing, and it shall be established. Say amen to that. So what am I saying? I'm saying Satan can close in on a person with such fear, I'm telling you, that you don't know which way to turn. He can cripple you in terms of God's blessing coming through your life. And so now you got to settle down. So what Job did is he then start to discover. He said in Job chapter 6 and verse 23, oh, deliver me from the enemy's hand. Redeem me from the hand of the mighty. Teach me and I will, come on, say it, hold my tongue. Why? Because life and death are where? The power of the tongue. Now, make me understand where I have erred. Get down off your high horse. God is not trying to keep something from you. He's trying to get this world to you. And so you have been making a mistake. And soon as Job did that, his friends closed in on him and they tried to convince him that it was really God, and God was doing some things to him to teach him a lesson. And no, thank God, but Job began to start waking up over in Job chapter 13, verse 15. And Job said this, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. What was Job saying? Job was saying, I'm not serving him for the money. I'm not serving him for a new house. I'm not serving him for a new car. I'm not serving him because he can get me out of debt. I'm serving him because he is God Almighty. And I'm serving him and I'll serve him forever. And folks, you're going to have to come to that place. I remember in this place when I came to Chicago, everything looked like it was closing in on me. I only had enough money to get my family's clothes and go over to the washateria, whatever the place is called, and wash my family's clothes. I had holes in my shoes, didn't even have enough money to fix it. And I began to cry out. I said, Lord, it can't be you. Do you want me to go back to Minneapolis? Do you want me to go back to IBM? And then something rose up inside of me. And I said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. And when I made that decision, everything broke. And you make that decision, it's going to break in your life. Satan cannot hold you any longer because you are blessed of the Lord. Woo-wee! Sit down. What am I telling you? This happened to Job. It doesn't have to happen to you. You don't have to go through hell to get to heaven. But my point to you is this, that the blessing is on you. Come back in line with that blessing. And when you do, you'll see something happen. So Job's friends tried to convince him, but here comes a young preacher. He began to preach the word. And next thing, Job started getting back over into faith. And when he got back over in the faith, look at verse 10 of chapter 42. And as the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. And the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Come on, somebody. And look at verse 12. And the Lord blessed the latter end of Job greater than his beginning. For he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000. And look what he had, verse 13. And he had also 7 sons, come on, and 3 daughters. Look at God replacing everything that the devil stole. And he called the name of the first one Jemima, Jamie. And the next one was called Kizzy. And the next one was called Karen, praise God. And in all that land, there was no one woman found as fair as his daughters, the daughters of Job. And their father gave them inheritance among their brethren. What am I saying? I'm saying not only are you you guaranteed a perpetual prosperity, but you're also guaranteed to pass it on to your next. Come on. God has a generational prosperity that he's working out in your life. And look at verse 16. And after this, Job lived what? 100 and how many years? 40 years. And saw his sons, come on, and his sons' sons, 4 generations. And Job died being what? Old and full of days. And I'm telling you right now, you're going to die old and full of days. The devil is not going to take you out before your time. My friends, This blessing is so powerful, but it demands that you walk by faith. It demands that you stay in love. And when you have this blessing inside of you, realize that you gotta think and see something bigger than money. You see, that's not going to take you but so far. And that's why when David came to the front line and they accused him of leaving sheep and coming up there trying to show out in front of all the men where Goliath was taunting Israel, David says, is there not a cause? Now, what is he saying? He's saying, get a hold of something that's bigger than yourself. You see, you'll find that people who got a cause, it seems like people who go all the way. People who got a cause, they can see it. Here's what Martin Luther King said. He said, I may not get there with you, but we as a people shall get to the promised land. You see, he had a cause. He had something bigger than himself that he was willing to give himself for. And I'm saying you got a cause called Jesus Christ and the anointing to rescue the helpless world. And I'm saying see that cause bigger than any money that somebody can give you. I'm saying this is your day. Now, God is taking you to the top, but he wants you to go with the right attitude. Say amen to that. Amen. George Washington Carver asked God, said, God said, what is the universe for? God says, ask something more your size, little man. He said, well, what is man for? And what is the peanut for? He said, I want you to increase your extent and decrease. No, I want you to decrease your extent and increase your intent. Now, what is he saying with him here? He is saying, no. You know what I'm saying? I want you to ask something small enough so you can handle it. And then I want you to increase the intent by which you want to know the answer. You got what I'm saying? It's amazing how the intentions of the heart will work the prosperity of God in your life. So I'm just saying, as we go for this thing, go for something bigger than what the blessing can give you. Let's go for the bigness of what the blessing can do for the world.
No matter your job or profession, as a believer, you were designed to dominate. Obey God, embrace the blessing, and allow it to take you to the top. To order your copy of this powerful message, Rising to the Top, on CD or MP3, on DVD or MP4, contact us online at BillWinston.org. You can also call us at 1-800-711-9327. Doctors Bill and Veronica Winston are dedicated to seeing lives changed through the power of prayer. Our loving and highly trained prayer ministers are ready to pray and agree with you. We know that prayer can turn around any situation in your life. Contact us by phone at 1-877-543-9443 or submit your prayer request online at BillWinston.org/prayer. Follow us on Periscope and Facebook to join us for our regular live prayer sessions. We want to thank our partners who have made this prayer call center possible. Together, we are transforming lives throughout the world. If you are not a partner, we encourage you to pray about joining us in partnership and be a part of the wonderful work that God is doing through this ministry. We love you and look forward to praying and partnering with you.